Blog Talk Radio.
With the law, it's a market. A food is taken with the people.
To the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, if it only belongs to the true and living Elohim. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that he has blessed us with this broadcast today. I praise the mighty Yahweh that he allowed us to be able to do this broadcast today. This being his word of his laws, statutes, and his commandments, it is truly an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to be able to be here, for us to be alive, for us to be on this earth. It is truly a blessing that the true and living Elohim extends to us to, after being praised Yahweh on his holy Sabbath day. It is an honor. It is truly wonderful. Let everything that helped me praise him right now by saying hallelujah. My name is Maury Elkanah Ben Israel, spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We of the House of Israel of Atlanta welcome you to this broadcast. Brothers and sisters, it's so vitally important that we understand what the Almighty is doing today. So, praise be to the Holy One of Israel. Today, we're going to be speaking of the latter days. The latter days. And these truly are the latter days. These are the latter days that we're going to be on earth. These are the latter days that the Creator is speaking to us about his word. These are the latter days. And we must understand What does it mean when the Creator gives us a word for the latter days? Hallelujah. It is truly a blessing when we can understand what it means, how precious the days are that we have embarked upon on the latter days. Let us turn our scriptures to the book of Daniel chapter 12. Daniel the 12th chapter. Let us look at the words of our true and living Elohim and see what thus saith Yahweh concerning the latter days. In Daniel, the 12th chapter, this is what Yah said in the first verse. And at that time shall Mikael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Hallelujah. It is a blessing that the knowledge of the true and living Elohim is going to be increased. And believe you me, it's being increased. Now, some people take this the wrong way. They say that when it says knowledge shall be increased, they think that it simply means that truly they're going to be able to spread some new knowledge that has never been before. And this is the biggest lie in the world today. Brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know that truly there's nothing new under the sun. For instance, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, it's going to explain to us just how everything in the world that you're dealing with today has truly been in the past. Look what it says in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. Look what it says in the 14th verse. It says, I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. That which has been is now. In other words, that which has been in the past is right now. And that which is to be has already been. And Elohim required that which passed. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Now, what do y'all mean? Because he letting you know he's just working a circle. The things that was in the past is right now. In other words, some of you all believe there were no airplanes back way back in the day. Well, I'm here to tell you there were planes. There were planes way back, even in our forefathers' days. Do you really believe that the heathen, they say the Wright brothers is the first ones to invent a plane, the air to come up? Do you really believe that? When there's evidence on the ancient old walls of Egypt of the same shaped airplanes of today, same shape. Now let's understand, brothers and sisters, the creator of heaven and earth, seeing all that in them is, he never changes. That's how you know that that which has been is not. And that which is to be has already been. And he requires past. He judges the past. And brothers and sisters, he has given us in these last days just what he's going to do when it comes to how he required that which is past, by staying in the same Ecclesiastes, but going to the 12th chapter, it says the 13 and 14th verse. It says in the 13th verse, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. In other words, all mankind, this is the duty. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. He's going to bring it into judgment. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. That's how he operates. He's going to bring every work into judgment. In other words, if we don't want the Most High to bring up certain things that they won't be mentioned, he has already given us his warning of how we don't, you don't even have to worry about it being mentioned, what you've done against the Almighty or anybody else. All they got to do is what Yah instruct us to do. And we don't have to ponder if truly what is now has already been, because I wanted you to see something in the book of Genesis. Just to show you just how Yah operate in the book of Genesis. Look what the truth and living Elohim reveals unto us when he spoke of his plans that the Almighty decided to do when the earth didn't want to do what he commanded. This is the same Elohim, the same one. The same one who caused the flood. The same one who judged the first world as it was. This is like the second world. In other words, that which has been is now. And that which is to be has already been. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. In other words, look what the truth and living Elohim lets us know in the 6th chapter of Genesis, the first verse. And it just lets you know that men should fear before him. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born of them, that the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, took them wives of all which they chose. And Yahweh said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, And also after that, when the sons of Elohim came in into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And Elohim saw the wickedness of man and was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Penned Yahweh that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yah said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eye of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. Hallelujah. In other words, do you see that which is now has already been, and that which is to be? In these last days, it's going to be a judgment. And Yahweh is going to destroy the whole earth except those that had the spirit of Noah. And it lets you know, that's why you know it's only going to be a few. See, it was only a few men, four at this time, Noah and his three sons, and all their wives. Could you imagine in the generation of Joshua and Caleb, they were the only two from their generation, along with the 19-year-olds and upward, that made it in the land? But we're talking about the first world right here in Genesis. And in the second world, let's see, does he require that which is past? Let's see that which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. Let's see. Very important that we see this. Look what it says in Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Look what it says. It says in the 6th verse, howl ye, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Didn't we see the word destroy in Genesis 6 when he destroyed the first world? He said, therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, just like he did the first world, and the wicked for the iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. He truly letting us know right here, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there is nothing new under the sun. Just as he punished the first world, the difference is going to be that he's not going to use, it won't be water, but it's going to be fire next time. And how do I know that? He's not going to destroy the earth again with a flood. He's not. Look what he said in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, in the last days. Isaiah 66. Look what the Almighty said in Isaiah, the 66th chapter. This is deep, y'all. Look at that 15th verse. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. With flames of what? In other words, flames of fire. Think about it. Not water, but flames of fire. Because as Yah said, by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead, that means judge, all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. Ooh-wee. And you know that the slain of Yahweh was many in the first world. For it to come out with only 8 people, 4 men, 4 women from the first world, didn't the Creator slay a whole lot of people? Brothers and sisters, did he not slay a whole lot of people? Oh my goodness. And Almighty going to come back and judge this earth, the same earth. Let's understand. The same one. But let me tell you what the Creator said. In the latter days, he's going to do in the future when it comes to the earth. He's heavy. Now, I'm in the same chapter. After he do this and bring the fire and bring his people back, it's very important that we understand he's only going to bring back a few of his people, and that is the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth, that returned back to his laws, that understood righteousness, that feared him and remembered his name and his word and what he stands for. How do I know that? Yah said in Isaiah 66, look what he says now. It's pretty deep. He said after he's going to be judging the nations, he said in the 19th verse of Isaiah 66, I will set a sign among them. I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to the Tarshish, to Pul, to Lud that brought a bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Wow. So in other words, instead of the Gentiles declaring the glory of Christ, it looks like the Israelite is going to declare the glory of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We're going to declare his glory, his honor, his boast, his bragging, his awesomeness, his power, his righteousness. Tushah is righteous. And they shall bring all their brethren, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh. That's the fulfillment of Isaiah 53, when it says, when thou shall make his soul an offering for sin. In other words, these heathens have went too far. They have sinned against Yahweh. They have actually went too far and abused the chosen people of Yahweh, even though the Almighty was angry with us. They showed no mercy. They went too far. They went too far. Let me establish this. Let me establish this, brothers and sisters. In the latter days, what the Almighty said that the heathen would do. In other words, they went a little too far. I'm going to show you what I mean. First of all, let's go to the book of Zephaniah. And let's see the word of our true and living Elohim. Let's see what thus says Yahweh concerning this matter. Because brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, they did and forwarded what Yah had already said we were going to be afflicted. Let's go to the book of Zechariah, the first chapter of Zechariah. Look what the Almighty said in the 13th verse. And Yahweh answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus said Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Hallelujah. I know that's right. Don't it make you upset? Don't it make you jealous? Be honest, brothers and sisters. When you see one of our beautiful black sisters with another nationality rather than our own brother, doesn't it make you upset when you see one of our brothers with a heathen woman, no matter what other race? Doesn't it make you upset? Doesn't it get in your craw? Doesn't it make you say to yourself, couldn't she have found somebody else? Couldn't he have looked for somebody else that looked like him? Look what Yah said. He said, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Even though he put the heathen over us, he didn't want them to abuse us. Yah said, I am very sore displeased with the heathen. Look at Zechariah 1, verse 15. I am very sore and displeased with the heathen that are at ease. For I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Do you see that? Did you hear that? Y'all, when Yah come back, he's going to be furious. He's going to be angry. Yah knows we've been suffering for almost 400 years of affliction, oppression, discrimination, exploitation, subjugation in this nation, in these latter days. And the Almighty said, I was just a little displeased compared to what the heathen doing. And you can just look at what he's doing. We're still being hanged in the jails. We're being shot by the people sworn to serve and protect us, the police. Brothers and sisters, it's just getting out of hand. The heathen feels he can shoot you at will, so he make laws up.
He make his own laws up and say, look, I felt my life was threatened. So what do I do? I'm going to shoot somebody. I'm going to shoot this person because I'm scared. You just start doing that. You just start getting, well, I was afraid of the police. I mean, when they came, I saw the gun, so I just blew his head off. I don't know. You watch and see what will happen to you. You watch and see. If you turn that on him and turn it on anybody else that threaten you, you watch and see what he do with the laws that he got, these wicked laws that y'all prophesied. But you got to understand, Yahweh. Yahweh's word don't come back void. Let me show you what I mean, brothers and sisters. Hold that page and go to Ezekiel. That's right. The book of Ezekiel, the 25th chapter, Ezekiel the 20th chapter, Ezekiel chapter 20, and see what y'all said about these laws and these commandments of the heathen. Look what he said in the 24th and 25th verse. It's shocking. I remember years ago when I heard this from Maury Alicia. Give credit where it's due. The man seen in the word of Yah what would happen. And he prophesied it. He taught it with all his heart and might to the people. And many of them wasn't listening. That's why a lot of them today don't understand what's going on. It's sad, but it's the truth. I'm going to start at the 23rd verse, because of our disobedience. At the 23rd verse of Ezekiel 20, I lifted up my hand unto them, also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen. Listen to this now. And disperse them through the countries. Because, here's the reason now, that we're here. Here's the reason why we were scattered. Because they had not executed my judgment. This is Yahweh talking. Because we have new listeners from all over the world right now wanting to know. And they waking up and they coming out of their deep sleep. And they asking, what in the hell is going on here? I'm tired of my people getting shot. I'm tired of my people getting murdered. I'm tired of the discrimination. I'm tired of it. I can't wait to hear if Omarosa really recorded Trump calling us a nigger. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, he's been calling us a nigger. But it ain't nothing like literally hearing the chief man of the chief countries of wickedness, Babylon, calling us a nigger. You're going to rest assured everybody's going to be isolated that's been supporting him. Everybody that if you say you're going to continue to support him, the first thing you got to say to yourself is if you're going to support him, you're saying, I'm supporting a man who called black people a nigger. That's what everyone that continues to support him is going to be stigmatized as. And you can rest assured many of them are going to stick with him to the end. Many of them. But Yah, can't you see, brothers and sisters, in these last days, can't you see that Yahweh is judging nation? Can't you see that the Almighty is judging their king? The king of Babylon, he's judging the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't you see? And the Almighty prophesied this. This ain't coming from just my mouth. This is the word of God. This is the word of the Most High. That's why in Ezekiel 20, that's why we're reading. That's why we're reading the reason why we became slaves and scattered to the four corners of the earth, because they had not executed my judgment, said Yahweh, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths, my Shabbats, my days that I said don't do no work at all. And their eyes were after their father's idols, as our people are today. Our fathers who served Christ and A-L-L-A-H, here it is, they're still teaching it. Despite all of the atrocities, despite the discrimination, exploitation, subjugation to our nation, it's like we're still doing the same thing. You run your head through a brick wall. In other words, it's called insanity. For a man to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again and expect a different result. Wherefore, 25th verse of Ezekiel 20, I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah. In other words, I've taught this before, where it says, wherefore, meaning, wherefore I gave them also, that's why I gave them statutes that were not good. Judgment whereby they should not live. In other words, y'all, listen to the judgment. The judgments that will allow a white man to have a gun and just shoot people because he feels that he was threatened. In other words, the scriptures say, can there be evil in the city, in the book of Amos? Shall there be evil in the city and have not Yah done it? In other words, understand, brothers and sisters, when we're going to get in our head to return back to Yahweh. He's not going to change. The same one who was in the day who judged the people that was in the same earth in the first world with Noah. He's going to judge the same one. He's the same Elohim. He's not going to change. He said, I'm Yahweh. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. He said, return unto me, and I'll return unto you. Hallelujah. You can find that in Malachi, the third chapter, starting at the sixth verse. He tell you, I'm Yahweh, I change not. Season change, the weather's change, hairstyle, fashions, me and you may change. But guess what? Praise the mighty Yahweh, he remains unchangeable. That's how you know you can trust. That's how you know you can believe in it. So in other words, in these last days of his judgment, this is what Yah has decreed. Now, it's important. It's important, brothers and sisters, because I want you to know that this broadcast is going to end at 5 o'clock. So we're going to open the lines up at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just a few minutes from now, about 7 minutes, six and a half. I'm going to end this broadcast at 5. And I praise the mighty Yahweh because look what he told us concerning these last days. Look what he said when he come to his judgment. Look what he said when he said these people forwarded the affliction and have no mercy in the book of Isaiah. Go back to the book of Isaiah. And this time, we're going to look at the 47th chapter. And the Most High, isn't it good? The Most High prophesied about 911. Only a servant of Yahweh can show you this. Only a man of Elohim can show you this. Because Yahweh gave us his word. Did he not say in the book of Psalms, the 147th chapter, the 19th and 20th verse, doesn't it read that he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel? He has not dealt so with any other nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yahweh. In other words, hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, the 47th chapter, when he prophesied what would happen during 9-1-1, right here in this chapter, right here, this is what Yah said. He said, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. In other words, y'all, sit on the ground. There is no throne. That's all they talked about was the dust. That's all they talked about was all the dust. And you saw it on their faces. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover your locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. In other words, your backroom conversations calling my people a nigger, and you smile in their face, but you got a knife in their back. All is going to be pulled up, process of time. And he's been pulling it up year after year. Then another room, as he said in Jeremiah, another room will come one year, another this next year. That's the way it's been. He's gradually pulling up the skirt of Babylon. He's uncovering their nakedness, what they really is about. He said, yeah, that thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Hallelujah. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. No more. He said, now listen to this. He said, I was wroth. In other words, I was upset. I was angry with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance. It was me, said Yahweh, and given them into your hands. Thou didst show them no mercy. He said, upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. In other words, even the older people of my people, said Yahweh, you put the yoke on. You put the chokehold on when you got ready to take their little pension, take their Social Security, lower their checks. You did this with no consideration, no care. You'll send elderly of my people a $15 check a month. You will do that. This is the type of man. As Yah said in Deuteronomy 28, he said, a man of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. This is that man. This is that man. This is that place. So let's understand, brothers and sisters. Let's understand. That's why we're going to open the phone lines in 2 minutes. Remember, brothers and sisters, we're going to end this broadcast at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 5 p.m. And when we open the phone lines up,
you, want to hear from you, all you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. We want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, did you enjoy the Sabbath? Did you enjoy the praise? Did you enjoy the teachings? Yeah. Did you enjoy just being refreshed? Give us a call. We want to hear from you in the time we got left. Because as I mentioned, we're going to wrap it all up at 5. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Let me show you what Yah has said when he said, what are you going to do when he judged this nation? He said in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, before we go to the phone lines, look real quick. In Isaiah, the 14th chapter, look what the true and living Elohim has prophesied, has said of what he's going to do. He said in the 4th verse that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. Hallelujah. Yahweh has broken the scepter, staff of the wicked, and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. Oh, yes. The same ones who persecute us is the same ones who the mighty Yahweh is going to persecute back. Thank you, Yah, for your mercy. Our people are being taught by the oppressor to love the oppressor, to love their enemies. That's how bad the laws are. That's how bad in the New Testament, he gave us the New Testament, the first brainwashing book of education that we had. And then, what did he do? He had us, when the heathen, the slave master taught us the New Testament, he made laws to this day that was truly we couldn't live by. Look like we can't live by them laws they got in Florida. Seems like we just can't get out. Oh, brothers and sisters, gather yourself together. Gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Right now, we're going straight to the phone lines. We want to hear from you. We have a few minutes left. We're going to end at 5. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Right now, without delay, we're going straight to area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You're on air. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. All praise, glory, and honor to the true and living Elohim by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, my beloved brother Amram. I know that voice.
Yes, sir. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And just want to just glorify the mighty Yahweh. Thank him for this word, this true word on today and, you know, on a beautiful Sabbath day. What it was yesterday, it was beautiful. Just wanted, I heard, your message today and, listening to, what's going on and how all the things are just coming down right now on the heathen's head, well as ours. And the thing is, it just seems like, even though, this law is this in this land is set up, but it just seems like it's just set up for the heathen. Because it just seems like we don't get no justice, no peace out of that. But
Tell it.
But praise the mighty Yahweh, that he brought us He woke us up, you know what I mean? He woke us up into this truth and allowing us to be able to receive the, you know, righteous instructions, you know what I mean, and teaching that he given us to be able to, you know, come back to him and humble ourselves, you know what I mean, and pray that he'd be able to make, you know, we'd be able to make it back home. Because, you know, this time around, it just seemed like so much stuff coming towards us. And, you know, we just want to be prepared, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just pray, you know, all the house can, you know, come together and see eye to eye. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be long-winded and take up too much, you know, of the time. But I just want to just glorify the mighty Yahweh and thank him just for allowing you, you know what I'm saying, to continue to do what you do. And, you know, you're doing a great job. And I just want to let you know that, you know what I'm saying, and let y'all, you know, be the glory. And I just want to continue to ask y'all to bless us all and continue to be with all our elders and our brothers and sisters and the whole houses of Israel that's scattered to the four corners of this earth. So I want to give all praise, glory, and honor to the mighty Yahweh by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah, beloved brother. I enjoy what you said. I praise the mighty Yahweh for your kind words. I give it back to as an offering to the Most High because it's his word and laws, and I'm just a servant. And I thank y'all for such a brother like yourself that truly, in the name of the Almighty, have showed strength and wisdom in concerning the fear of the Most High. Because a lot of our brothers and sisters don't take it as serious. They think they got a long time before all this stuff happened. But we don't realize time is running out. And Yahweh is an Elohim of time. So you keep doing what you're doing too. And I love you, brother. I love your beautiful family. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I love you back. And Elder Yannis, and I love everybody. So praise the mighty Yahweh for your brothers and sisters. And we want to just go ahead and let you go. But continue to you know, be blessed through the week, okay?
Praise the mighty Yahweh, beloved brother. Love you. You too.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Wasn't that wonderful? Brothers and sisters, we want to hear from you too. All you got to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or your comment quickly before we go back to the phone line. I want to announce September the 28th, the 29th, and 30th. Is our end of the year conference. And we planning it. But if y'all want to decide to get us and bring us in the wilderness and take us out of this place, praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Come on. Whatever your will is, let it be done, because I know you're perfect. Hallelujah. And those that fear him, I know you feel the same way. Whatever y'all's will, let it be done. But we do plan Yah's will to have the conference in September, the 28th, 29th, 30th, at the Ramada Plaza, Atlanta Airport. That's right, at the Ramada Plaza at the Atlanta Airport, 5010 Old National Highway is the address. Atlanta, Georgia, 30349. The number to make your reservation for only $79 a night. Everything is inclusive. Continental breakfast, a nice place to stay, a great price to pay. The Sabbath and the six-day meetings is going to be right at the same place. Everything inclusive. There's the number, 404-768-9199. That's 404-768-9199. Hallelujah. We're going to make another announcement. Once we're going to go to our callers right now in the time we have left, because we're going to end this broadcast at 5 p.m. sharp. So that's why we're taking advantage of our time. And we're going to go straight to area code 404. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, all right?
Shalom, shalom, Queen Yannis, my wife.
Yes.
How you doing? Praise Yahweh.
Yes, praise the mighty Yahweh, giving him all the praise, the honor, and the glory, and the thanks for him being so righteous and so merciful to Israel.
Yeah.
I was just listening to the program and truly, truly, truly enjoying it. And I wanted to go back to a scripture that you had read, and I did not write it down, but it was right before Isaiah 66. It was in Isaiah 2. It was in Isaiah as well, but I can't remember what chapter it was.
It was okay, it might have been Isaiah. The, could have been the 47th chapter where it speaks of the prophecy of how they, Yah said he was wroth with us and how he gave us into their hands and they showed us no mercy. Also, I went to Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it was.
Then I went to Isaiah 13, where it talks about how Yahweh said he's going to come back and judge the earth, and he was going to make a man more precious than fine gold.
Right, right. That's the scripture that I wanted to go back to reference what you were talking about these last days, because, I mean, if we can't see that Yah is very near and that this thing is coming full circle, we have to be blind, you know, because I was just looking at last night, because I heard you all speaking yesterday about California and how they are trying to, they have legislation where they're trying to stop the Bible or, you know, people who are homosexuals and all these people that are abnormal, they have legislation where they're trying to make it where you can't counsel these people to change, or they can't,
you know,
you can't get any kind of, but anyway, you know, I feel like that's why California continues to burn to this day. You know, because there's so much wickedness, not just in California, it's wickedness all over this place where we are, you know, because the Most High had already told us what kind of place this is. And it's a polluted place, and it's polluted in more ways than one. But I wanted to go to Isaiah 13 real quick, and I'm not going to be long. I just
all
wanted
right.
to go on into the 13th and the 14th verse. Of Isaiah 13, where it said in the 13th verse, "Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall move out of her place in the wrath of Yah, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as a chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee everyone to his own land." And, of course, we see this already happening. Of course, you know, in the 13th verse, you know, the most earth is going to move out, remove out of its place, and in the wrath of Yah. And we know that is certainly an earthquake, you know, when the earth moves out of its place.
That's right.
In the fierce anger of Yah, I mean, I just can't even. Yah said, "Woe to the day that who desire the day of Yah, because it's going to be a great and dreadful day." And of course, we already see people fleeing this place, you know, and going back to where they came from, because it's so much wickedness here. Until it's a shame. It's just, how much more wickedness? And again, you know, that's what you ask, you know, when you see people continually doing things, they just want to just take it deeper and deeper and deeper. I mean, this is way past Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah, they was like little angels compared to this place where we are, you know. So I just bring that on out, because I was reading further into that chapter, and I know that the Most High is truly near, and I give him the thanks and the praise for allowing us to wake up out of our sleep, to let us know his truth and know the ending from the beginning, and to let us know that he is the one and only Elohim. So praise the mighty Yah and the Most High for you bringing out his word and teaching us, you know, this truth, because we always need it. No matter what day of the week it is, we need to know this truth. So I give Yahweh the praise, the honor, and the glory by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All I got to say, Queen, is well said. Everything that you said, well said, well spoken. It is the word of the Most High. And all we got to do is abide by his word. And many of our people don't seem to want to do that. And that's why we're in the conditions we're in today. That's why we're in the conditions we're in today.
And even in this day and time, when we see things going the way that they are, it should shake you up. It should wake a person up. It should put some fear in you to know that, you know, we are here in this place, and we that know the Most High, we should surely be shaken, you know, trying to get it right, because this thing here, I mean, this is a wicked place that we're in, and a lot of our people are wicked too. And as you said in your scriptures, in the scriptures, the Most High saved 8 people in the old world. And that's what you call a remnant. That's what you call a remnant. Yeah. And that's what the Most High speaks of. He speaks of the remnant, you know. And so, you know, it's not because you know you're an Israelite that you gonna make it in. Yahweh talks about a remnant, you know.
Yeah.
And these are people who their actions, their activities, their life reflect trying to keep his word. And we have to humble our hearts to the Most High. We have to hear what he has to tell us in these days, because it's not an automatic, you know, an automatic ticket. You do whatever you want to, and then you think you can just go home, you know, like Christianity teaches. But it's not like that. So I just give Yah the praise for waking us up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well said, Yanice, and I love you. And praise Yahweh for what you said. Because it was right on the money. And may Yahweh bless you, keep you. And may we live forever. May we be together in righteousness and truth.
Praise Yah. I want to keep marching on in this truth. And I pray that we make it together too on all of our brothers and sisters. I pray the same praise.
Please.
Hallelujah.
Please, mighty Yahweh, please bless all the listeners and all the people that ain't listening, because they can't hear your word yet, that we all be in the land, that we turn and change and do your laws, and you have mercy on us. So I love you, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, and may keep us strong, and we be in the land together, living forever, along with our beautiful brothers and sisters. Love you.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Wasn't that wonderful, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters, we about to run out of time. We about to run out of time. We're going to get as many calls in as we can. Right now, we're going straight to area code 513. That's going to be the next call that we're going to go into. I just want to quickly make another announcement real quick, brothers and sisters. Also, every Sunday, right now, 3:30 p.m., we're on Blog Talk, 319-527-6185. Every Shabbat day, the Holy Convocation of the Most High is at 12 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from the Sanctuary of Elohim at the House of Israel of Atlanta. Every TU day, we're live from the Sanctuary of the House of Israel of Atlanta, between 6:30 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Want you to tune in. We have a national worldwide Bible study every other W day, fourth day of the week, 7 p.m. Praise Yahweh for all of our people. Ask any questions you want. It's beautiful. It was wonderful. And right now we're going straight to area code 513. Area code 513, shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom, shalom, my sister, Elder Abiyah. How you doing, my sister? Praise the mighty Yahweh.
I'm fine, sir. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. I just want to give all glory, all honor, all praises to Yahweh, our Father. Hallelujah. I don't want to be long. I just want to praise Yah, you know, for the broadcasting and the teaching, and you know, Yahweh said knowledge will be increased. And it's a beautiful thing that, you know, we have you and we have, you know, other teachers and we have tapes on records, you know, that we can follow, you know, and I praise Yah, you know, for the ones, and I praise Yah for what Yanni said, you know, about how, you know, we should, you know, follow this word and follow these laws and just follow the teachings, you know, because, you know, we have these things to keep us grounded and, you know, and keep us rounded. So I praise Yah. And if, you know, we had a class every day, you know, that's speaking the laws and the truth, you know, I would be, you know, right there, you know, because I love to learn, you know, especially know what Yah has, you know, left for us to learn and to know of him. You know, so it's a beautiful thing. And I love us sharing our thoughts together because it's a beautiful thing to know and hear that the one that's trying to serve Yah is on, and that has the same thoughts and has the same fears and has the same concerns and has the same worries, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. And when I hear, you know, what I'm thinking about and what I meditate on, and then when I get the clarification, you know, and I hear it from all the way down, you know, where you all are in Georgia, even with you, even with Elder Hadiah, Elder Naomi, Elder Yanis, all the elders, you know, even on the Shabbat day, you know, just to know that, you know, there is us that is trying, you know, to learn and to love Yah, you know, hallelujah, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing just to hear Yanis, you know what I mean, just you know, just clarifying and just, you know, bringing my thoughts out, you know,
hallelujah.
The things and questions that we ask, you know. You know, we I'm sure that we know, we study, but it's for others, you know, that, you know, that wonder. You know, because we all wonder, you know, so, you know, we ask questions just for us that wonder, you know, well, I wonder about this, and then, you know, bam, one of us will ask the question. You know, so that's a beautiful thing, you know, and I praise Yah. You know, I praise Yah. I love Yah. You know, I just praise Yah for knowing Yah and you all, you know, bringing out the things that, the tools that we need, you know, to help us, you know, to polish and, you know, keep refining, you know, and I praise God for that. So
hallelujah.
I just want to just say hallelujah, you know, I just love all the knowledge and, you know, just all the increasing. I love increasing, and I want to keep going because I know you said it's 5 o'clock, but I'm so glad I was listening. I'm gonna get there. I was listening, and I was like, well, when I heard the song that started off with Brother Josiah, I was like, oh, I hope this is not a repeat. So I said, well, let me keep listening. And it was living color, you know. So praise Yah, you know, and I'm going to let you know. And hallelujah, and I love you all. And we all love each other, and I know that. So praise Yah.
Praise Yah for you too, Queen. And we love you very much, our sister Yvonne. Our beloved brother, my fellow brother, like a brother, Moray Aaron, and all the beautiful congregation that's there, and all the beautiful brothers and sisters, Moray, Mordecai at the House of Israel, Cincinnati, 1664,
yes, sir.
And all my beautiful brothers and sisters that at the Houses of Israel in Cincinnati, all the Houses of Israel, Cincinnati, Jackson, Mississippi. I still love, even if I got disagreements, and we know we do, but nevertheless, we got to know we got to love each other and be together in some way, somehow, at least be able to communicate with one another. So I praise Yahweh for it. I praise Yahweh for your kind words. You keep doing what you're doing. You keep doing you're doing. You're a wonderful sister, and you just spread it some mighty nice wisdom and knowledge and kindness, and we love you.
Thank you, sir. We love you, too. And also, I want to let you all know and want everyone to pray. Keep Moray Dan, you know, in our prayers. He's in the hospital now. You know, he's might be on his way to the nursing home. So, it's, you know, he's going to be like long-term care. So we just want to continue to pray for Murray Dan because he is one of our icons, one of our pillars, you know. So
we want to, yes, sir,
please. So I just want to pray to God for that.
Praise God. You just did.
Hallelujah.
You can rest assured. Hallelujah, sister. Love you, love you. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and the entire congregation and our beautiful brothers and sisters in Cincinnati, Ohio, and especially at the House of Israel congregation where Murray Aaron is. And I love you, sister. You take care. Good hearing from you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Wasn't it great? A great broadcast. A great Sabbath. I praise the mighty Yahweh that we have a great week. I want you to tune in on the TU Day this week. We plan to be live between 6:30 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from the House of Israel of Atlanta. Right there, live. Praising the mighty Yahweh with his word and his laws. And look forward to the Sabbath. And definitely look forward to our beautiful brothers and sisters to purchase the movie Deuteronomy 28, The God We Forgot. Go to Amazon.com. Go to Deuteronomy28movie.com. You can get this movie for $14.99. That's right. The world's best kept secret. It's right here in Atlanta, Georgia at the Madu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. 13 questions answered by the Holy Scriptures of the true and living Elohim. Beautiful brothers and sisters, on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you.